T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday, boy, it was a nice afternoon. I was able to get in some walking yesterday. A lot of other people were out walking, too, getting in some of that fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got ran over once by a couple of power walkers.
Just gliding like elk or something.
Well, they were just really grinding out the walk, you know. It was everything they could do to stop from running.
Yeah.
I'm going to run.
They're forcing themselves.
Right.
Forcing themselves to not run.
Right. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to run.
When you, because you go on your trails, and I, when it's nice, I like to get out and walk as well. And of course, do you ever stumble into this? And I honestly didn't know what to do. And I immediately was like, we're going to talk about this because I want people to weigh in. I was walking and I come across this guy who was walking the opposite direction of me. And the way he's going, it's uphill.
Yeah.
And his face didn't look that old, but he was older. Like, I would say maybe late 60s, early 70s. But he was moving like he was very old. And so when I get to him, and of course I can see him as I approach him, he's walking and he had stopped at the corner and was holding on to a signpost, and he was kind of out of breath. And I get, it's just straight uphill, like it's a steady incline. So I go, you know, I stop and I'm like, "Hi, sir, how are you? How are you doing? Are you okay?" He was just going to Harris Teeter, which was like a quarter mile up the road. And again, still uphill. I said, "How about, you know, I'll walk with you. You can lean on me and maybe that will help." And he was like, no. Very like, I tried to ask multiple times. And I did a nice voice where I was like, "Hi, how are you?"
And this was on a sidewalk?
Yes, okay. This is just on a street on a sidewalk. And it's a busy area. So I said, "Well, listen, I'm going to keep going, but I'm turning around right up here. So I'll catch up with you on the way back." And he was like, "Okay." So of course I go up, I cut my walk short and I turn around. And I can see him as I'm approaching him. And now I'm going uphill with him. That he's walking every few feet and stopping. And so I catch up to him again. I say, "You know, how are you making out?" He's like, "All right." I said, "How about I walk with you? You can lean on me." Again, I'm offering him all, like, you know, that maybe that will help. He's like, "No." He says no multiple times. I said, "Is there somebody I can call for you?" And he goes, "If I had somebody to call, I wouldn't be walking." And I was like, "No need for jokes here. I'm just trying to help you out."
Yeah.
But I asked him again. I said, "Hey, you know, just lean on me. We'll get you there." And, you know, I said, "I'm not in a rush or anything. Like, you know, we can take your time." No. And so I ended up leaving because I'm like, what am I going to do? Force this guy to be like, "Grab my arm, let's go." And to be honest, like, I'm walking too. So, and like, I can walk you there, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this guy as well, because I don't, like, I'm here alone too. You know what I mean? And like, so I ended up leaving him there.
Just said, "Okay, see you later." And just went on your merry way.
I did. I asked him multiple times, both directions. "Hey, can I help you? How about you lean on me?" My friend was like, "You're probably annoying him."
Well, he's probably, since he's an older guy, he's probably too proud to, you know, say something like that.
But and what are you supposed to, what was I supposed to do in that situation? Because I honestly, I called my friend. I was like, "I feel really bad, but I have no idea what to do."
Pick him up, carry him.
You know, like.
Look at it. You got the biceps. Pick him up.
You did everything you could do. You offered to help this guy. You were more than a good Samaritan about it. He did not want you to help him. He's going to do it on his own. So you did everything you could.
And well, to be honest, let's wrap it like back to me here. Now I'm annoyed because you're stressing me out. You know, like, let me just help you and we can move on and I don't have to worry about it. Why are you bothering me with this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm a little less concerned about you than I am with this dude.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. But yeah, I was just, but you know what? He just didn't want your help. Chase is right. He was probably a proud guy and he just didn't want to, you know, he said, "By golly, I need to go to the store. I don't have any other way to get there. So I'm going to walk it." And then you got to wonder, if he gets there, what's he going to get and how's he going to carry it back?
That's what I was thinking. What does he need?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you want to say, "Is there something I could just go get for you and take it to your place?"
Yeah.
Whatever. What if he's going up there to get a case of water?
What's he gonna do? Oh, my goodness.
He has to know his limitations, right?
Well, obviously, he may not.
And this is my concern, is because I, like, walking back to my house, I'm like, I don't, I'm not comfortable with him. Like, what I'm able to do, I would be able to walk him to Harris Teeter and he could call, you know, whoever that is.
Right, yeah.
I get weirded out because I was like, should I, like, go get my car and go get him? Because not for anything. Like, if I die, if I go missing, if this is a trap, nobody knows. Do you know what I mean? Like, worst case scenario, I don't show up here and you guys might call or something, but... You know, the first 48 hours are the most important.
Look, we'd spend a solid 45 minutes, an hour trying to figure out where you were before we moved on with the show.
Correct, yeah.
She's usually here when we get here. She makes coffee.
That's weird.
Oh, well, get the five things.
Rude, yeah. Get the Music City Minute, Chase.
I bet, yeah, exactly. I also bet that guy was walking up the hill to go get some toasty Cheez-Its.
Probably was, yeah. And a bottle of wine.
Yeah, that's right. What would you have done, though? Would you have just moved on, or would you have gone to get your car?
No, I would have moved on. I would just have realized that he was too proud to ask for any help, and he was probably going to make it, that he was taking his time anyway. He wasn't trying to push himself. He'd walk a little ways and stop. So he would have been... He's fine. He just didn't. Just one of these guys. I couldn't accept help from a girl or anybody else for that matter. Because I
first
can do
of all,
it.
I'm built like a man. So
yes, you are.
I
you're
got
the
dad bod.
You're the manliest man I know.
That's right. What do you think? Steve's on the line. Go, Steve.
Hey, Amy, you did the right thing. You tried to help that man out. You know, he didn't need your help.
I felt like he needed somebody's help. It was painful to kind of watch.
Yeah, no, I understand. Listen, I was getting gas the other day. And there was a guy getting gas, or he was doing something in the gas station, and he had a wheelchair. So he got into his vehicle, and he was trying to get his wheelchair back in the vehicle. And I said, can I give you some assistance? He said, no, sir, thanks very much, appreciate your help. And hey, look, you got to let people do what people do, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
You know, so you tried.
Well, Steve, thanks for calling. You drive careful out there.
Thank you very much.
You know, I would normally jump right into the good news story. We got that coming up, but we were talking about Amy's little adventure yesterday walking where she encountered the guy who was having trouble going up a hill, stopping every few steps to rest. She stopped and offered to assist him and to walk him up the hill and let him, you know, hang on to her as she gets up. He's trying to get to the Harris Teeter, which is at the top of the hill there, and he did not want her assistance, so she left, and she felt, you know, like, now I'm worried about this guy. But you know, the truth is, you did 10 times more than most people would have done. Most people would have just walked right by that guy and not even cared what happened to that guy or who he was, but you stopped and almost and tried to insist to give him some help because you could see he was in distress.
Thank you. I wasn't looking for accolades.
I know how we are. We don't give you any.
Yeah.
But you did more than most people would have done.
When I called my friend when I was done, and he's, you know, breaking my stones about it. He's like, his blood is on your hands.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said to me, he goes, is the guy, is it on like a secluded street? I said, no, it's busy. He goes, well, if somebody will see, you know what I mean? Like, you can only do what you can do.
That's right. You can only do what you attempted to do yesterday. And again, you certainly went the extra mile, and everybody seems to agree. Yes, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
I'm listening to you. It sounds like you're having a good time. Yeah, she done the right thing, but like I said, some people just want to help. Don't want to help.
See, this guy, he knows. Yeah. It's like, you know, he's right. Some people don't want it, and you have to just go, okay, I tried. Yeah. I tried to help you. At least I didn't just walk by and leave you stranded there.
He was probably like, sir, please back away.
Sir, you're intimidating. Yeah. What are you, 6'2"?
Hey, listen, tall man, get out of here.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.